From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall.
I'm going to talk loud for you, I promise.
Shai, last week we went and got a sneak peek of the new Fashion District Philadelphia.
We sure did.
We are four full levels, Concourse Street, second, where we're at right now, and third level.
Now the mall's been open for about a week, and it's gotten a pretty good reception so far.
It has, and there's definitely some cool stuff there, like Candytopia, which we went and visited.
You sure did. Talk about visiting.
We took over a dozen different candy-inspired installations, which is basically a selfie haven.
We should point out here that there's a picture on Twitter of you, Shai, taking a dip in the marshmallow pool.
Yeah, you really shamed me into getting into the marshmallow pool. But, you know, beyond the stores, Annette, I think it's hard to overstate the significance of this moment for Philadelphia and for East Market Street in particular.
Why?
Because this thing actually opened. You know, as most people around here know, the mall that we once knew as the Gallery closed 3 years ago. And this stretch of Market Street really just doesn't have a great track record for big developments. It's been this kind of low-end retail district, just kind of a strange, depressed area right in the middle of the city for a long time. So just the fact that we have a new mall and any new development really is kind of a big deal.
Why hasn't the city been able to develop East Market Street? And why could it be different now?
Today on The Why, East Market Rising.
You know, Shai, we've really come full circle with this episode. Our very first episode of The Why, you remember that?
How could I forget?
Like, seems like years ago.
It was 11 months ago?
Yeah. Was on the Gallery, and here we are on episode 194.
194? Yeah. That's so many episodes.
It is.
I've been thinking about it since we went and recorded that, and one of the things I came away from that episode thinking was that there was so much more to the attempts at revitalizing East Market Street.
Yeah,
the whole corridor than we really got to tell. So I've gone back and looked at a few of these sort of attempts to make something grand on East Market Street. So the first one I'm going to talk about, do you remember this term Disney Quest?
Shai, all I remember about Disney Quest was the talk of the hole.
The hole. Well, I'm going to get to the hole. Okay, but before I get to the hole, I have to say I only knew this story a little bit. This story was bananas. It starts in Orlando. The Disney company was looking to expand its theme parks, but apparently it didn't want to build a new Disney World or Disneyland. So instead, it came up with this thing called Disney Quest, which was basically a tiny indoor version indoors version of Disney World and Disneyland. And I think the idea was to showcase some of, like, the new technology of the time. I mean, they had sort of early virtual reality booths and virtual rides and things like that. And the thing took up a square block instead of the size of an entire city.
Welcome to Ventureport, crossroads of Disney West and the beginning of your quest.
And this was like in the 90s, right?
Right. So what happened was they opened one in Orlando in Disney World, and it did okay.
Oh man, look at that dinosaur!
So what they said was they were going to start to one by one open these things up in cities around the country. So the first one they opened up was in Chicago.
It is now time for the galaxy's first indoor interactive theme park.
Amazing!
And around the time that they opened the Chicago Disney Quest, they announced that the very next one was going to be in Philadelphia.
Let me guess, on East Market Street.
Yes. So there's this plot of land you're probably still familiar with. It's between 8th and 9th. Streets on Market. It's a long block, very central, prime real estate.
I know it well.
And the city put that, they took that block off the market and they put it aside for the Disney company. That was in May of 1998. They put in $70 million of public money into this project. And Disney signed a letter of intent. It didn't purchase the property, but it signed a letter of intent to develop the property into a Disney Quest.
So, Shai, let's fast forward to the end. I know there's no I know there's no Disney Quest on 8th and Market. I parked my car
right
at the supposed Disney Quest on 8th and Market.
You're spoiling the ending of this story.
Sorry.
Okay, well, let's make our way there. So that Chicago location, it opened in 1999. That very same year, Philadelphia broke ground on Disney Quest. And we talked about this a little bit with Inga Saffron, the architecture critic from the Philadelphia Inquirer. She has covered all of the major developments in the city and covered this whole situation.
People out there maybe remember that they dug a huge foundation for Disney Quest.
At the same time, the Chicago location was doing really poorly. For whatever reason, people were not visiting Disney Quest. That location closed in 2001, and
the Disney company itself pulled back on that whole concept.
Disney just pulled the plug on the whole idea, the Philadelphia idea and everything else. But they had already broken ground. So for years, there was this hole in the ground that became affectionately dubbed the Disney Hole.
And then the city lent the developer money to fill in the hole. And it's still a parking lot.
And it literally became a metaphor for everything that was wrong with development on East Market Street. They were literally throwing money into a hole in the ground. So that was a sort of a potentially big project on East Market Street that really never went anywhere. There have been some attempts to develop big projects on East Market Street that just encountered too much resistance.
There were multiple plans or proposals to put a casino on Market Street.
Weren't they going to build a casino in the gallery?
Yeah, that was one of the proposals. There's one casino in Philadelphia right now, Sugar House. The original winner of that second casino bid was Foxwoods. They had first proposed their casino for South Philly. Residents there protested. They forced it to move. And the proposal was to move that casino to two floors of the gallery where the old Burlington Coat Factory was. But when Chinatown residents heard about that, Chinatown, of course, is just to the north of the gallery.
Right.
They pushed back hard on that proposal.
They sure did.
No spots! No spots! No spots!
The site was relocated several times, and then the developer, Steve Wynn, finally just pulled the plug on the whole project in 2010.
So what's happened on Market East since then?
Well, for a few years, pretty much nothing happened. And then, you know, as we've talked about here on the show, the gallery closed.
The Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust and the Macerich Company reached a tentative agreement to renovate the mall on Market Street.
And I think a lot of people, when that happened, wondered whether it would be different this time or whether this would just be another bust. This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking about the new Fashion District Philadelphia, formerly the Gallery, and what it could possibly mean for redevelopment along East Market Street. Today marks 1 week since Fashion District opened.
So, you know, when you went to that preview, we talked to Joe Corradino. He's the CEO of Preet. That's the group that owns Fashion District. Mm-hmm. And he said this was basically going to be the best thing to come to Philadelphia since Gritty. Happy birthday, Gritty, by the way.
By the way, since Gritty. Okay.
So within three city blocks, we've built just under 1 million square feet of retail space.
One-of-a-kind destination.
It's the largest critical mass of retail, dining, and entertainment, of course, in the city.
And you'll see our lineup of tenants that offer mass appeal.
H&M,
Nike,
Ulta,
Levi's,
Columbia,
DSW,
Francesca's,
Sephora,
and there are dozens more.
Yeah, I mean, he really talked up the place. What do you, what do you expect? One thing, though, that when we talked to him afterward that struck me as pretty genuine was...
There's an old speech that was given many years ago. When you open up a mall, and it's very simple. It says, we spent the past however many years building this, And today we give it to you, right?
Right. Like this will become whatever we make it, or whatever everybody, the public makes it.
Today we give it to you.
You know, a developer puts so much into this space. They attract retailers. They open it up. And then the public kind of makes the space into what they want it to be.
Yeah, and I was really struck by that comment too, Shai. And, you know, during the grand opening on September 19th, it was packed with people.
Yeah, it was.
And it sort of like illustrated what Corradino was talking about. I mean, people were so happy and excited about the space. And our colleague, Jimena Conde, interviewed people who were at that grand opening, and they just raved about it. Hmm. People like Maddie Thompson.
Well, it's a lot cleaner. It's a lot brighter. I see that it's now gotten into the 21st century where there's a lot of places to take selfies. And I love the artwork that's displayed here as well. So, and then there's quality stores here. It's not just sneaker stores or perfume stores. So there's a lot of really great selection or variety.
And she sees the fashion district's reopening as a key to stabilizing Market East.
Philly really needed this. Downtown really needed this. There was no real activities downtown, so this was really needed.
And Chai, there were communities of folks who work in and around Market East. Brandy Ray, who works at Jefferson.
My name is Brandy, and I do live in Philadelphia.
She says that fashion district is going to capture all of those people.
So this one is very relevant to the times. I think it's going to capture all the people that it intended to. The old one was kind of gloomy and dark and didn't have as many updated stores. This is amazing. Amazing.
And then there are other people like Kia Darby, who remembered going to the gallery as a child.
When I was younger, the city was everything. You know, I loved going down to the city. My mom brought me here. I thought I was somewhere big.
And she was just happy to see it reopen, because for Darby and her friends, it was a place to connect.
You come here and you see people you don't really see often, because it's like a gathering place. So you may see people that you haven't seen in years, but you go down to the mall where you go shopping and bowling and have drinks, and you see them. And then for people who are new to the city, who like, you know, where do I go? And I move downtown and I'm paying these high prices. Now we have a reason why you're paying them, because you're down here with the mall and you can see everything. Everything is accessible.
I mean, I think that's interesting that people see that space as a possible public meeting space again. In the first episode here that we did, that was sort of what we were considering, whether or not that would happen, whether or not this would be a welcoming public space for people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we would talk to Inga, she said that she saw Fashion District Philadelphia as being that mall can be for everybody in Philadelphia. It can be Philadelphia's mall.
You know, time will tell, obviously, but I was there on opening day, and I was thrilled to see the mix of people, to see families, to see teenagers. People got their space back. And I have high hopes that it will be that place again.
But Inga did point to this huge new high-rise across the street, which is a mixture of apartments and shops. And she said that that kind of development was really the future of retail.
Not just shopping, not just offices, but places to live.
And the fact that Fashion District is basically a mall and not one of those mixed-use developments, she saw that as kind of a missed opportunity.
Yeah, well, we'll see if the place takes off or not.
We'll see.
Annette, I don't like the name Fashion District.
I don't either. I don't. What does it mean?
I don't know what it means.
The gallery will always be the gallery.
Yeah, I agree.
And so does Inga.
It's still the gallery to me.
The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And me, Annette John Hall.
Along with Alex Stern and Xavier Lopez.
Oh.
Who is leaving us, unfortunately, starting a new job over at The Pulse. Xavier has been an invaluable part of the team. X, we're going to miss you.
We're going to miss you, X.
So as we mentioned in the episode, there are a few areas of Fashion District that are specifically designed somehow for selfies. So if you want to, you can take a selfie at the Fashion District and tag us on Twitter.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Or you could just send a word tweet.
A word. Yeah, you can do that also, the old-fashioned text. I'm at Shai Ben Yaakov.
And I'm at Annette J.H.
And now I'm hungry, so let's go over to the food court.
Let's go get some pizza. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.